with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the political future of House Freedom Caucus Chair Bob Good is coming down to the final votes between Good and Trump-endorsed rival John McGuire.
After a bitter primary battle with rival John McGuire in South Central Virginia's 5th Congressional District, the vote count showed an exceedingly tight result Tuesday night, far closer than many expected. With each update to the results, Good and McGuire traded leads that at times were as low as in the single digits. McGuire, a Virginia state senator, was widely seen as having the upper hand leading into Election Day. But the electorate was clearly split, and by 9:30 p.m., it was the only congressional race in the state left to call. With a small lead of just a few hundred votes, McGuire prematurely declared victory in a speech at his election party in Lynchburg shortly before midnight. Good thanked his supporters on X and noted that not all votes had yet been counted. The final results could take weeks to determine. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Texas is prepping for the first tropical storm of the season, correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Along the Texas coast, tropical storm warnings are in effect, with heavy surf already coming in, rain coming down, and the potential for flash flooding, says Larry Kelly with the National Hurricane Center.
A lot of heavy rain is forecast for southern Texas, everywhere from Corpus Christi, Brownsville, and westward towards San Antonio. The Weather Prediction Center does have a risk of flash flooding over those areas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott increased the readiness level of the State Emergency Operations Center and says he's activating all necessary resources to support residents and communities. I'm Julie Walker.
Louisiana has become the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill mandating the display on Wednesday. It must be displayed in all public schools and universities in the state. This is SRN News. The state of Massachusetts declares war on pro-life pregnancy centers.
$1 million of taxpayer money is going into a campaign to convince women not to visit the clinics. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health says pro-life pregnancy centers use deceptive practices because they do not provide abortions. A series of ads bearing that message will soon appear on social media, radio, TV, and on billboards in Massachusetts. The ads were written by a private pro-abortion group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court dismissed the appeal of a lawsuit challenging a man's acceptance into a sorority at the University of Wyoming. The three-judge U.S. 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver ruled that the case wasn't applicable because it could be refiled in a lower court. Six members of the Kappa Kappa Gamma sorority chapter in Laramie, Wyoming, sued to challenge Artemis Langford's admittance into the organization. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
California has fined Amazon a total of $5.9 million, alleging the e-commerce giant worked warehouse employees so hard that it put their safety at risk. The company says it disagrees with the allegation and has appealed the citations. Canadian airline WestJet starting to cancel some flights as it braces for a possible strike this week by aircraft maintenance technicians. The airline said it expects to cancel about 40 flights between Tuesday and Wednesday, affecting 6,500 passengers. On Tuesday, the S&P 500 rose 0.3% to hit another all-time high. The NASDAQ composite edged to another record. NVIDIA climbed atop Microsoft and become the largest U.S. stock by market value at over $3 trillion. Wall Street was closed today in observance of Juneteenth. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.